We're doing a quick 5-minute class for the Jewish home on a simple but important topic, which is relevant to all of our lives. It's relevant not only to the Jewish home. I once dated a girl, and we dated, I think, 8 times, and it never took off. We like stayed at the runway, and at about date numbers 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't remember how many times we dated. We basically said to one another, does it make sense to continue? We don't see why not. Does it make sense to continue? We don't see why yes, because it's not taking off. And we basically both agreed that we'll go date other people, and if after a year we'll both be available, we'll try again. So why did I continue with her? What was unique about her if it didn't take off? It didn't take off because it just didn't click. We both got married, Baruch Hashem, with other people, and we moved on with our lives. But what was unique about this girl was that everything we discussed, she had something positive to say about. Anything we spoke about, she was radiating positive emotion. She was talking positive. Yeah, you asked her about her school. It's amazing. It's wonderful. She was a madrichan, Machon Ora. This goes back a decade and a half ago. So I asked her how the girls are on Machon Ora. Beautiful girls. Wonderful girls. It's a pleasure to be with them. Anything we spoke about, she had positive things to say about. And this is a habit we form. When we use positive words, we end up being positive people. If a person can force himself to use positive words, then a person will be in a positive mood and he will view the world positively. A person can look at the verbiage they use and recognize where their mood is headed. If we're going to discuss, I usually begin this class, here we're doing just a short version, but I usually begin the class by telling a story. Okay, I'll give you the full version. We'll take another 2 minutes. Story number one. Tom woke up in the morning. It was a cold, dreary day. There was a draft coming into the room and the sky was cloudy. He looked outside at the gloomy weather and wondered how he'd make it to work through all the mud and traffic that would slowly crawl its way through the city. As he dragged himself out of bed, he approached the closet, looking at the drabby clothing he had to wear that day, thinking about the long day ahead that awaited. He looked outside the window at the darkness, although it was daytime, and he walked out into the darkness to fend off this gloomy weather. It was a sad, dark day as he approached the bus stop. Period. Let's go over to another story. Right now, whether you like it or not, your feelings are negative. You use negative words, you start feeling negative. You don't know who Tom is. You know I made up the story, but it doesn't matter. Bob wakes up in the morning. He looks outside. He sees the clouds. He sees the beautiful rain that is causing all the flowers to grow. As he goes to get his clothing, he thinks about the idea of life sprinkling down from heaven. As he's going to walk outside and enjoy the life that's coming to the world, the rejuvenation, the plants that are going to grow. Tomorrow the sun will shine, but today growth is about to happen. And with that, he dances out to the bus stop. Big difference, but you walk away from the story, you start feeling positive. We hear positive words, we feel positive. Now, in I think it was Harvard, they did the following research project. They gave students a test, and let's say they gave 100 students a test where the answer to each question was a list of negative words. They read a story, and then they'd have to answer, was this person evil, not nice, unkind, impatient? Like every question had multiple choice and all the words were negative. And then they took 100 people and they gave them an identical test, only every answer had a positive word, and they always had to deal with positive words. At the end of the test, each student had to go and hand in the paper down the hall. They were told to walk down the hall and hand in their test. And what they did was every student would go down the hall and they'd show up to the office where they were supposed to hand in the paper. And the person in front of them was what we call in Hebrew a nudnik. The person in front of them online, this was what they were checking out. The person in front of them online would be standing there and say, I have to mail this out. And I was just wondering, what kind of stamp do I need? And is this envelope is going to be big enough? But are you sure the stamp is going to be enough? Can you just check the envelope? And can you just check the weight? And this was, and the guy behind them in line, they found that a very high percentage of those who were, had just read all these negative words lost patience within 60 seconds of the person in front of them in line. And an equally high percentage of the people who had just read all these positive words stood there patiently with a smile, waiting till the person finished all their annoying questions. And they were able to prove that when we deal with negative words, we walk away feeling negative, and we lose patience far more quickly with the guy ahead of us in line. And when we're dealing with positive, so we feel more positive, and then we have more patience for the person in front of us in line. It affects us. So this is true on a much deeper level when we speak, the words we choose. When we look at the Torah, we are taught that Dibra Torah bilashon nekiya. The Torah uses clean language. The Torah uses positive language. The Torah trains us to be positive people. And within marriage, this thing applies tenfold. A person can gauge himself and a person can train himself to speak positive. Why am I discussing this now? Because we just read one of the most positive paragraphs that exist. That paragraph in the Chazon Ish, where the Chazon Ish describes the positive human being, his patience, his love, his understanding, his acceptance. There were so many positive words, almost every word in that paragraph was a positive word. So you walk away from such a paragraph and you're a little bit higher. So that affects us, and we have to think of the application in our day-to-day lives. A person should try listening to himself and see, how many positive words have I said in the last hour? And a person can always have reason for saying negative. But if you think hard enough, then you can say the same thing using positive wording. It's possible. It's a question of training. It's a question of habit. And a person who trains himself to speak positive will be more liked, will be more positive, will be more happy himself, and the people around them will also be happier. It's not easy, but it's a good habit.